Trinidad and Tobago's finance minister, Colum Imbert, sought to address one of the major concerns in his country in his latest budget.
I am concerned about the increasing demand for foreign exchange. I'm stabilizing and strengthening the foreign exchange market, and I'm doing so in a collaborative process among the Ministry of Finance, the Central Bank, the commercial banks, and the business community, among other stakeholders. We will set an agenda to determine the causes and effects of the increased demand for foreign exchange, design strategies to deal with the current challenges, and establish the most appropriate policy for the allocation, management, and distribution of foreign currency. We intend to move aggressively to develop strategies to increase the repatriation of foreign exchange earned overseas by local and foreign businesses operating in Trinidad and Tobago, as this is key to an increased supply of foreign exchange. In particular, in 2024, we will create new arrangements for preferential access to foreign exchange for qualified small and medium enterprises. And in this regard, I have already received very useful recommendations from the Chamber of Commerce, the commercial banks, and the Exim Bank. I expect to be able to implement this new SME Forex facility within the next 6 months, which should reduce the demand for sales of foreign exchange using credit cards.
Finance Minister Imbert then spoke of the effort to promote Trinidad and Tobago as a fintech hub.
On July 5, 2023, the Trinidad and Tobago International Financial Center launched One Fintech Avenue platform. This initiative will now be the focal point for fintech activity in the region, offering a collaborative environment for all stakeholders to work, connect, and collaborate on fintech-enabled projects through its solutions policy research and accelerator programs. One Fintech Avenue will also connect with other fintech nodes worldwide, encouraging domestic and international collaborations, working groups, and initiatives. Ultimately, a clear fintech platform will be established locally. This platform will provide several programs, solutions to help encourage investors, donors, and partners interested in financing opportunities for emerging fintech, capacity building to prepare applicants seeking to apply for licensing or seeking regulatory certainty for the use of technology, and research to collect data to benefit the center to advance digital finance and financial inclusion. This national financial technology platform will preserve our position as one of the Caribbean's largest and most diversified platforms. One Fintech Avenue's interconnection with the rest of the Caribbean will spawn a robust digital financial services ecosystem, thereby facilitating the increasing use of digital payment technologies. Indeed, we have been expanding the digitization of government payments to reduce the use of cash. I'm also encouraged by the collaborative arrangement among TSTT, the International Financial Center, and the Treasury Division of the Ministry of Finance in facilitating and effecting electronic funds transfers relating to government payments. This collaboration has led to the development of an electronic cash book, or e-cash book, enabling an automated process for bringing revenue to account in real time.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.